Powerful people can abuse their position, and the community expects them to be held accountable. That's where the KPBS Investigations team comes in. If you have a tip for us, send an email to investigations@kpbs.org or message on the Signal app at 619-594-8177.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, January 28th. Some local delegates say that recent action from DHS is a call for concern. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The public face of ICE operations in Minneapolis, Greg Bovino, will soon return to his previous position of leading El Centro's Border Patrol sector in Southern California. Our news partner, KGTV, spoke with Eric Swanson, a retired U.S. Border Patrol agent who worked closely with Bovino while the two were both assistant chiefs in Washington. Swanson says Bovino is respected within the agency despite the recent controversy.
The thing about it is there's different sites on Facebook that the retired agents can go on, and everybody there is saying all the sector chiefs, all the 20 sector chiefs in the sectors now should be like him. They praise him and, he's a hero. And why is he getting, so much slack?
Bovino's departure, however, doesn't mean that ICE's Minnesota campaign is over. In Bovino's place, the White House is sending Border Czar Tom Homan, who will be taking over as lead. The San Diego City Council yesterday voted no on a proposal to charge city residents an annual fee to park on Sundays. The proposed fee featured a discounted rate intended only for residents living in uptown, downtown, and mid-city. Council President Joe LaCava considered the proposal to be too broad, adding that residents in more affluent areas like Bankers Hill would be paying the same prices as others in less affluent areas like City Heights. The unsuccessful proposal will now head back to city staff for revisions and reworking. Forecasters say temperatures will be fairly cool today. Highs for our downtown area are expected to land at around 70 degrees. Skies will remain partly cloudy with wind gusts throughout the day. Warm temperatures roughly 10 degrees above average for this time of year are expected to begin gradually moving in again on Friday and Saturday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
San Diego County is known for being one of America's most expensive regions. Locals are feeling the squeeze and looking for solutions. KPBS's new series, Price of San Diego, delves into the rising cost of groceries, childcare, car insurance, and even our beloved California burrito. You won't want to miss this ongoing series live now at kpbs.org/priceofsandiego.
San Diego's Democratic congressional delegates are calling on Congress to pass legislation to rein in ICE. Reporter Alexander Wen tells us they say recent DHS actions show the urgent need.
On Tuesday, outside the federal courthouse in downtown San Diego, Representative Sarah Jacobs called ICE a rogue paramilitary force.
We need to dismantle and overhaul ICE. They've lost any mandate for immigration enforcement, and they've lost all trust of the American people.
She joined San Diego's other congressional Democrats in supporting the Stop Excessive Force in Immigration Act. The bill would set a higher standard for DHS use of force and set strict limits on the use of tear gas and flashbangs. Scott Peters introduced the bill last November after violent immigration crackdowns in Southern California. So, what's changed? Representative Juan Vargas says the murder of U.S. citizens.
Murder has changed. I mean, it's fascinating to me how things have changed. Even if you look at the administration right now, they really are backtracking because they're telling us not to trust our eyes. They're telling us don't believe what you see.
The Senate has to pass a federal funding bill by Friday to avoid a partial shutdown. The local Democratic congressional delegation says the issue is worth shutting down the government. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Forecasters say San Diego will have a break from months of record-breaking rain next month as drier and warmer conditions are on the way. Environment reporter Tammy Murga has more on what this means for wildfires.
From CAL FIRE San Diego headquarters in El Cajon, Fire Captain Mike Cornett looked at the mountaintops peeking over the building.
We're seeing a lot of green grass on our hillsides and new growth on our vegetation.
Cornett says all of that moisture makes wildfires less likely to ignite.
We want to try to keep that fuel moisture up as high as we can going into the summer, because the drier the fuel gets throughout the summer is typically when we start seeing the larger wildland fires.
The wet period during the holidays made all the difference. Since October, San Diego County has received rain totals nearly double what it gets on average by this time. But the National Weather Service predicts a dry stretch of weather for the county into February and the foreseeable future. Cornett says if there aren't many Santa Ana winds, the recent rainfall lessens the threat of wildfires. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
There's a renewed effort to suspend parking fees in Balboa Park for San Diego residents. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says the move would worsen the city's budget deficit.
Since the start of paid parking in Balboa Park on January 5th, there's been a significant backlash. Museums say attendance is down, pay stations have been vandalized, and residents have complained about confusion with the online portal where they can purchase parking passes. Council President Joe LaCava is proposing suspending the parking fees for city residents, while fees for non-residents would still apply. LaCava acknowledged the change would mean less revenue for city services.
In the next few weeks, we will be discussing mid-year adjustments to keep us on track for a balanced budget. The cuts that will be announced soon will have to be deeper with a reduction in revenue if this proposal is ratified.
Later on Tuesday, the full city council retreated on another parking policy change, charging at certain meters on Sundays. Independent budget analyst Charles Modica warned the council that would mean a loss of about $2.8 million each year in the future.
It is certainly council's decision whether or not to implement this fee. There are consequences to choosing not to implement it, and those consequences are the need to identify revenue elsewhere or to identify corresponding cuts.
A vote to suspend Balboa Park parking fees for city residents is expected as soon as February 9th. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
An immigrant surfer who was detained by ICE after accidentally wandering onto a Camp Pendleton beach has been released. Reporter Gustavo Solis says a federal judge ruled that ICE violated the man's constitutional rights by detaining him indefinitely.
Hagop Karinian spent 4 months in the Otay Mesa Detention Center. ICE agents arrested him in August after he accidentally wandered onto the Camp Pendleton beach during a surf trip. A few days after Christmas, a federal judge ordered ICE to release Karinian. The judge said ICE had violated his due process rights. Karinian says life in the detention center was depressing. Terrible food, men constantly crying, and lack of sunlight.
It's hard to get sun. I mean, the only outside you see is a 50-foot by 50-foot square area.
His girlfriend, Tambra Sanders Kirk, visited him as often as she could, and she noticed the physical toll of detention.
Because he looked really pale when he was in there.
One thing that kept him motivated throughout this ordeal was the thought of eventually reuniting with his dogs.
I used to tell Tamara every time I talked to her, I can't wait to see the dogs. That's one thing I wanted to see so bad. I missed them so much, especially Pepper. I knew she'd go crazy when she see me. Yeah.
And although he's now free, Sanders Kirk says that Karinian is still trying to put his life back together.
When he came home, he didn't have his work permit. They didn't give it back to him. They didn't give him his driver's license back. He still doesn't have the work permit, but he's got a temporary license finally.
Court records show that Karinian was born in Lebanon and came to the U.S. as a 5-year-old in 1975. After two nonviolent drug convictions in the 1990s, ICE placed him under something called an order of supervision. That order requires Karinian to check in with ICE on a regular basis and avoid getting in trouble with the law. He has never missed a check-in. The federal judge said that ICE violated its own rules. Immigrants under orders of supervision cannot be detained without a written notice or a formal hearing. Karinian got neither. ICE did not respond to questions about this case. Sanders Kirk says it is wrong for the government to target immigrants who follow the rules.
those people are doing the right thing. They're going the right procedure, and they're taking them in to detain them.
Yeah.
It's not right. You tell them to do it the right way, they're doing it the right way.
The couple has mixed feelings about their ordeal. Sanders Kirk says the country is headed in the wrong direction.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm from the U.S.
But Karenian still has hope.
It's overall, it's the best place to live. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, actually.
It may be, but with our president right now, the things he's doing.
Mm. Well, maybe right now, yeah, but.
After Karenian spoke to KPBS, ICE informed him that he would have to wear a GPS ankle monitor indefinitely. And he's now subject to 2 check-ins with ICE every month. He is one of 13,000 immigrants who have filed federal lawsuits claiming the Trump administration illegally detained them. It's unclear exactly how many are still in detention. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
The Museum of Contemporary Art San Diego's director will step down this week after nearly a decade. Arts reporter Julia Dixon Evans spoke with her about her career in San Diego.
Catherine Canjo became director and CEO of the Museum of Contemporary Art San Diego, the first woman to hold the role, in 2016, just as the museum was entering a major transformation.
The largest sort of challenge, which in turn had the greatest reward, was the expansion.
That expansion was a $105 million project that shuttered the La Jolla campus for 5 years.
And to go from being so quiet to then suddenly seeing the lines of people going down Prospect waiting to come in.
Canjo also had a front row seat to what she saw as an evolution in the San Diego art scene as a whole, one rooted in universities and artist-led spaces.
And that this is an incubator for new artists, and it's also a way to hold practicing artists by employing them.
For Canjo, the idea of being a museum of and for a place and time hinged on its reopening.
I had the great privilege of unfurling a collection that had been shaped over 50 years.
The museum has begun a national search for a new CEO. Julia Dixon Evans, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
People can abuse their position, and the community expects them to be held accountable. That's where the KPBS Investigations team comes in. If you have a tip for us, send an email to investigations@kpbs.org or message on the Signal app at 619-594-8177.